Mark is, has a sort of voice today, so we're going to be on the team. There's going to be a bit from the state that we really. So, she's been certified as a member of the
We worked with Mark Leibov, and the main question that we were trying to answer was why gravity appears to be larger at very great distances than we expect it to be. So, to answer this question, we looked at string theory and the implications that the 10 dimensions that it predicts have on gravity. First off, extra dimensions were first proposed in the Lewis-Klein theory, and a fifth dimension was just added. It was assumed that there was an extra dimension, and that dimension was added to field theory, which resulted in Maxwell's equations. However, this idea wasn't very well received because of the assumption. The difference in string theory is that it predicts extra dimensions rather than assuming, so which is why it is more widely accepted. String theory proposes that the universe is made up of strings. These replace subatomic particles like bosons and fermions as a fundamental unit of matter. And the way they vibrate is what makes up characteristics of individual particles. The theory calls for extra dimensions as well, and it proposes that there are 9 space dimensions and 1 time, rather than the 3 space dimensions and time that we see. These extra 6 dimensions could be just bigger than the size of a string, or they could be up to 1/10 of a millimeter. And a lot of people find it strange that there are 6 dimensions that we just can't see. But one way of thinking of these extra dimensions is if you have our 3-dimensional space here, it's just like adding a circle at every point in our time, or in our space, that is 6-dimensional. And if you have it like that, that explains why there are 9 space dimensions rather than just the 3 that we see. Another way of looking at it is if you think of a tightrope, if you're very far away, it seems one-dimensional and just flat, but the closer you come, the more 3-dimensional it appears, and the space dimensions are so small that we can't see them, or can't even detect them. If the theory has any less dimension than the 9 space at one time, the equations that we get break down, we lose unitarity, which means that information can be created or destroyed. We also get ghosts, which are unphysical particles or states of negative energy. And if you remember Lee Smolin talking about virtual particles that are continuously created and then annihilate each other, if you have these unphysical particles, there is no need for annihilation because they have negative energy, and then the energy that is brought from the vacuum doesn't need to be repaid. You also lose conformal invariance of the string world sheet, which means that the strings are no longer able to vibrate or stretch in any way you want. And Chantal is going to talk to you about quality out
principles. Are these extra product dimensions are found to be consistent with the shapes of the quality out principles and proteins like the right there? It's how do you, this is a quite early interaction shape because by taking a system of shape and putting it on a 2-dimensional shape, this would be a lot of significant distortions. Body of shapes are important because their structures, specifically the number of holes, determine the number of lowest string vibrational patterns, and that gives rise to like the 3 counts of particles. So all hole is if you think of a torus, it consists of one hole, and if you have a sphere, it doesn't have any. So you can actually take a sphere and mold it into a different torus. So that just describes the topology.
This is just a clip from Brian Keating's, it was originally a book, they made a documentary about it, by the universe, and it's just kind of showing how string theory is, it's also fundamental to theory of gravity, and that was what it showed in the correct representation is based on this.
But it was always ugly.
Yeah,
have to radically change our view of how big these strings are.
By supposing that strings were 100 billion billion times smaller than an atom, one of the theory's vices became a virtue. The mysterious particle John Schwartz had been trying to get rid of now appeared to be a graviton, the long sought-after particle believed to transmit gravity at the quantum level. And string theory had produced the piece of the puzzle missing from the standard model.
So what you're saying is that string theory is a particle of graviton, which means the particle is associated with gravity. So just kind of to explain, we're doing the disproportionality of the Hertzsprung law. So I came up with a little way that helped me conceptualize this for how string theory and how extra dimensions might explain this. So this is kind of like my model that I use. You consider a length there, of L, right? Is that L? If that's only in one dimension, then 100% of this component is in the one dimension. Now, if you take the same L and bring it to two dimensions, something like this, in which this distance between the distance in our new dimension, our x dimension versus our y dimension, that's going to be classified as a function, so we'll call that L time. So by doing this, if now if we make a diagram in which these are going to be the three dimensions we can see, x, y, z, and these are going to be the six dimensions in the curl dot model, then we consider that on most scales, this is kind of going to be playing with that from like a 1 millimeter to the size of the galaxy. And the components in this region, that would correspond to the third block. And then what I used to think about it is that you get a really, really, really massive distances like between galaxies like the size of the universe. So little of the component of the length is going to be in this tiny curl of dimensions that it becomes more like this. It's more like this. And again, this is the three dimensions we see, this is the dimensions we don't see. So when you do this, the component of this length that we can see is going to be greater. And because component of the length is proportional to the force of the gravity, you might expect to see gravitational forces that are larger than the smallest. And then at the same time, for a really small distance, then we find that a lot of this might scale closer than in the actual dimension. So it might just look like this. In which case, the component in the direction we see is smaller. So we might expect again to see a smaller gravity. Such as sub-millimeter, or close distances and much smaller than distances of the actual curl dimensions. So, before we get to the math for this, I'd like to just pose a little thought experiment. We're gonna assume that this is K, okay? This is K, this is kind of here, up here. And it may seem down here, some distance out, now, this is we consider this scenario A. Scenario B, down here, would be just kind of sitting on the earth in a part of her field or whatever, and same distance L as a man, standing away from the ball. Okay? So, by show of hands, who would rather be in scenario A? So I would have said everybody put a hand up for wanting to scenario B. Okay? Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Now the reason for this is because when the ball explodes in scenario A, there's less room for it to spread out. So when the explosion reaches this person right here, the energy is more densely packed, the energy unit volume is going to be greater, in which case you're going to get more harm. Whereas when you're on the earth, or where there's more space to move out of, it can spread out into more space, which means where the exposure reaches, there's going to be less energy being involved, and therefore it's going to be less. So this is one of the conceptions which might lead us to believe that if this is what we think we live in, scenario A, if we actually live in scenario B, the gravitational force might be weaker than we think, because it's spreading out in these extra places that we can't see. So now Chantal's going to be doing this a little bit back to just prove this, or try to understand this approach. The extra dimensions are one of the main predictions of straight out of string theory, and the one of the ones that are most readily trying to be proven. Because, you know, with any physics theory, it's only as good as its predictions, right? So there's good experiments that are being done to try to see if these dimensions exist, but it's hard because we don't exactly know what they do. are. They could be anything down to, you know, a couple times bigger than a string, all the way up to a tenth of a millimeter, comparatively very large distances. So some experiments we've done with very, that are trying to measure very precise torsion caused by gravity, and then when you separate the distances by very, very little, you can see a noticeable difference in that from the one over our square law, then you might be able to get that's going to be caused. And then this also could be a reason why a lot of the constants for the other major forces, like the electromagnetic force, the constants are huge, right? Like K is 9 times 10 to the 9, right? Like that's a huge number compared to this, 6 times 10 negative 11, right? So the reason why people think this might be true is because in these smaller dimensions, the other forces aren't necessarily able to propagate, which shows up in a second. So what happens is that you don't get any loss of, the power of the other forces to these extra dimensions. So Chantel's going to do a brief explanation of brain theory, which is another theory that's related to training. We just thought that this clip, another clip showing you Dr. Perry, is kind of some very philosophical.
Some of these ideas are wrong. But regardless of the outcome, we'll keep going. Because, well, that's what we do. We follow our curiosity. We explore the unknown. And 100 or 1,000 years from now, today's view of the cosmos may look woefully incomplete, perhaps even quaint. But undeniably, the ideas we call string theory are a testament to the power of human creativity. They've opened a whole new spectrum of possible answers to age-old questions. And with them, we've taken a dramatic leap in our quest to fully understand this elegant universe.
Third floor, right? Right about there.